since niggas is on quarantine, a nigga rapping into some like house shoes. I don't even know if we're supposed to be able to do this with our feet out. Okay, I'm gonna go anyway. Yeah. Saddle up. Pour libation in my cup. In the spirit of the living legends, Daz and Corrupt. Fuck a bitch. Get a bag in your life and run it up.
And now McCaffrey just isn't gonna play in that.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna play the rest of the season.
No, what a bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got what, 3 games in? 4 maybe?
2.5, I think.
2.5 in?
Yeah. What a bust.
Yeah. Good, great. Like first overall pick for people.
Yep.
It's funny, I was feeling bad about Lamar Jackson, and then I remember that there are people who had Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and then I get Clyde Edwards-Helaire in like week 5 because I need someone, and then they just stopped giving the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
They sure did. And by the way, they got Le'Veon Bell to do what?
I don't know.
Get the ball either. I picked up Le'Veon Bell like right away. I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. Like in 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to like get him in the game plan. He's going to start. He's at least going to catch some passes out of the backfield every once in a while. Fucking nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. He's not even on the field.
All right, I think he led the team in rushing last week. Not saying much.
And I bet you he probably had less than 30 yards.
Yeah.
I think he had 40.
40? Okay. Yeah.
I tell you one
Touché,
thing.
Sir.
He was on my fucking bench, so I didn't even notice.
Fantasy football sucks.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not too upset with it.
Eh, go to hell.
So here's what we should be talking about, by the way. So to start this whole thing off, we should be going on – because we kind of talked about Oregon losing to Oregon State last week. A little bit, but not a lot.
Hey, before you get into it.
Okay.
I got like 4 or 5 corrections.
Okay, let's lead off with corrections like we used to.
We see you. And we hear you, but more content is more. We'll get to it later.
Yeah, guys.
We see you and we hear you. Guys, I will get to it.
Come on. Like, come on, guys. Relax. Just quit pushing it.
Yes, yes, yes. At Go Ducks with an X and a Z, 1734. Yeah, I see you. Oh, CJ Verdell is really good. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, dude. And even play. Go away. Go Ducks with an X and a Z, 1754. It's not a correction. You're just being a dick.
Absolutely nobody is saying that about CJ Verdell. You are making that up.
Go Ducks with an X and a Z, 1754. Peppering me with corrections. Well, actually.
Well, the rest actually. Of
them, okay, but we'll go along. The rest of them, we see you and we hear you.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. All right. It's really only.
Did you guys watch?
It's really only Scar who's given us corrections. That's pretty much it. So, okay. Again, let me go back. So, here's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about how bad Oregon is playing, how they came out against Cal, and, you know, their offense was absolutely worthless for most of the game, especially the second half. Defense did well, okay, who cares, whatever. That's what we should be talking about. But instead, we're going to be talking about the fucking pussies in Seattle who are just crawling into their holes, afraid of them terrible Ducks.
Whoa. I mean, there's a saying that if you're scared, you either go to church or buy a dog.
Buy a dog. Yeah, but they are dogs.
That thing has to go to bed because the dog is scared.
Does not work.
Jimmy Fake? I mean, come on.
Ooh. I mean, even chihuahuas are barking and attacking people, man. You can't act like this and be a dog. Oof. By the way, that's like a – that's something that's not talked about enough in dog ownership, in the world of dog ownership. Is how shitty people like dog owners are who own little dogs. and how they never fucking train their dogs, and they're often the ones that attack people the most, and the ones that are just like left to roam the neighborhood and terrorize people. So, you know, get your shit together, people who own terriers and chihuahuas. Like, fucking hell. Mostly terriers. Anyway. So so we found out today, by the way, like when
speaking
we're recording,
of chihuahas. Speaking of chihuahas.
We record this on Thursday. And we
just
found out
before
about
before we get to the important stuff, because you mentioned chihuahuas.
What about
like
them?
A year ago, I was going for a run before I went to work.
Yeah.
And there's this house where they have like 14 chihuahuas, and one of them escaped. That's and it chased me for like, I don't know, like 40 yards. And when I say chased, it wasn't like aggressive because it weighs like 4 pounds. But it had been long enough to where once it went from behind me to in front of me,
yeah,
I punted it.
You did not.
Don't care.
You did
don't
not.
Care. Kicked it. Sent that shit. I mean, woo.
That must have felt really good, by the way.
It felt amazing.
Just Jack Black in Anchorman, just...
Yes. Oh, I punted that thing.
Yeah. Punted Baxter. Yep.
I was the cattle man right there. Just
the cattle man! Ooh. Do you have a mustache, too?
Well, I mean, I could.
Baby, knocking extra points through from 40 yards? Nasty.
Yeah. But back to the cowards in Seattle.
But by the way, like, dogs... Back to your run and getting attacked by a chihuahua. Dogs, like small dogs especially, they don't seem to understand the property lines.
No.
Like that's a thing. Like big dogs, they know that it's like if you come near this space, this house, I will bite your fucking face off. If you come near this space, that's what's going to happen. But small dogs, they literally, like you said, will go around the whole block. Like they will tail you. It's like, just so you know, I'm here, stay away from this property. Just so you know, I'm here, stay away from this property. Just so you know, I'm here, they do this for fucking like, okay. I mean, you literally just told a story where you ended up punting one. But.
And I punted it as I'm running with a 90-pound Mastiff mix. Like,
right.
If that dog is lucky I just punted it and didn't just go, oh, hey, Blue, see this leash? Dropping it. Because that would not have been well.
Yeah. Because that easily could have happened and you probably would have been in the right. Although, where do you draw the line for protecting yourself? When the dog's
that's
like,
the thing.
15 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a 10-pound dog. Like, that's why I just punted it. If it had been like 35 pounds, yeah, I'm letting the leash go. But yeah, chihuahua, yeah, I'm just kicking it.
I would pay money to watch you do that.
Oh, it was great. I got under its belly so good. I mean, like I said, like I didn't just, like when I say I kicked it, like, if I said I kicked it, that would mean it just rolled on the ground. No, I punted it. Like, it got air, and you heard the whoop! And when it hit the ground, the air went out from under it, and I just watched it. I mean, that's right.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as my foot. Fuck you.
Because I think we've all made that sound at some point in our life, too, where, like, you unexpectedly get hit in the stomach. And it's
oh,
like,
absolutely.
It's like the quick wheeze noise is like, ah! I didn't even know I could make that sound. Oh, God. Okay, well, I guess it's weird because they're just not going to play this year then. Like, that's the game is canceled. So Oregon and Washington are not going to play this year.
Done. Yep.
Man, so as a person who watches Oregon and generally will root for Oregon, and after watching them the last 2 weeks, is part of you relieved to hear this?
Well, I will say I did not watch the Cal game because I was in the mountains in the snow cutting down a tree. Mm-hmm. And when I went to rewatch it on DVR,
don't do that.
An alert hit me. And I was like, I don't need to watch that. 20-17, don't care. But I get what you're saying. But also, meh. I mean, UW's quarterback has thrown for 4 touchdowns in 4 games. They give up 200 yards rushing. They're not as terrible as Oregon. But they're not great on defense. The secondary is great. But the D-line sucks. I don't know. I'm not jazzed. I mean, Oregon was a 7-point favorite. Just yes, saying.
After losing to a winless Cal team who could not move the ball on anybody and lost to a terrible Stanford team the week before, they were still somehow the favorite against Washington. I wonder how much of that had to do with, you know, just their roster already being depleted because of COVID, you know, but who knows, whatever. It's not happening anyways. So below 53 players available, and so the game gets canceled.
I would love to see how far below 53 they are,
mm-hmm.
and what the composition of that is with position groups.
Yeah, who it is.
Just because, like, there are teams like Mississippi State and Vanderbilt this year that have played with like 40 some scholarship players.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be done.
Yeah. If you got the bodies to fill out each position, at least.
It just depends. Yeah. Like,
well, like, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State do not.
No. They barely have a full roster. They barely have enough to fill out a position group.
I know it'll never come out officially. Never. It just won't happen. But let's just say UW is at like 50. And like UW has said yesterday, it's not one position group. It's random. If they're at like 50 and every position group can play, is it kind of whack? They're canceling, well, and I know I'm presupposing a lot there because personally, on the surface, I don't think they're back. I don't think they're ducking Oregon. I don't.
I don't either. Yeah,
but if you see that they have like 50 players, and the starting quarterback is there, 4 linemen are there on both sides, and it's like, oh, our safeties group is out. Would you kind of be like, wow?
You can move a little corners over.
And
we should preface this by saying that, you know, not one of us thinks this season should be happening.
Oh, it's a dumb season.
Yes. So, like, we have talked about that a lot leading up to the season, that it's absolutely ridiculous that they were even thinking of having one, let alone having one the way that they've had one. It was like BYU's played like 11 games or something. It's just like, why? Like, why are you guys going out of your way to play so many extra football games during a pandemic? Like, why are we talking about a playoff like it fucking matters? Like, why is ESPN still having that stupid fucking show every week where they review? God, why is that still happening? Like, so let's preface.
There's still money to be made, and you can see that. Like, well, you can see that in the Big Ten.
There's money to be made for ESPN. Like, there's
and the schools. Like, I mean,
advertisers, but not all of them, because they're losing all their ticket sales. They're losing all their concessions. You know, all the season ticket stuff is like falling completely out. Like, so they're making money from contracts, like TV contracts that their conferences make, and you know the little ones that they have locally. But that's it. Like, is that really enough to balance
they're
out
still
like,
getting,
what you're doing travel-wise, what you're doing covering, like, all the medical stuff you're having to do? Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I will say that from what I read,
though, aren't they?
It how much money you lose per game depends on what station you're on, what time. So UW is losing $500,000 by not playing at 1:00 on Fox.
Right.
On Saturday. So, I mean, they are losing money.
The same?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think Oregon said they're, what, going to be down $60 million this year?
Which, you know, it could be way worse if they weren't playing, I guess. But still, I mean.
Yeah, it's still dumb. It's still dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I assume they're still getting paid for, like, the big bowl appearances, which is, I think, the big
reason. That's why.
Well, don't they lose money, though?
That's why the ACC decided to tell Clemson and Notre Dame, you don't really need to play the next 2 weeks.
Right. You're up for the ACC championship.
Let's get the ACC championship. And if Clemson wins, which they should, shit, we got two teams in the playoff. And that's why the Big Ten.
Yeah, you're right.
Even though they didn't need to, I think Ohio State could have played three games this year. Yep. And the committee would have been like, God, their TV ratings are really good. So we'll just say that on a explosiveness, Ohio State gets in it.
And by the way, they would be totally right. From everything we've seen in college football this year. There's so much bad football being played right now.
Sure, but I mean, Ohio State is giving up. Their secondary might be as bad as Oregon's, just in fairness. They're not the team that they have been.
Right.
And probably that's some of it's COVID, and they'll be great going forward. I'm just saying, when you have a couple of games in the Big Ten, you're giving up 35-plus points. I don't want to hear that you're unbeatable.
I think the committee was a part of it, too, because if they didn't get Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, we were probably looking at, like you said, the two ACC teams and then probably two SEC teams. I love football. I would have had it on, but I wouldn't give any shits about it at all. So as long as you get another conference in there, at least you could say it's partially up in the air. You know, we're not just pulling these two conferences.
But yes, you are right, 100%. But the thing about it that irritates me is that Ohio State is going to play six games. They're going to go 6-0. They're going to beat Northwestern. Like, it just is what it is. Oh, Northwestern isn't good. But when the schedules for the Big Ten and the Pac-12 were coming out, you know, 2 months ago, a 7-0 Pac-12 team, that's just not enough games. They cannot get in the playoffs at 7-0. There's just not enough games. And here we are at 5-0 Ohio State gaming the – just rigging the rules to get him in. It's dumb.
Are you a little surprised you don't got here anything out of the 4-0 SC? I mean,
they tried to want it.
I mean, they love USC still. Ratings do.
I'd raise a stink if I was SC. It wouldn't mean anything. They're not getting in. Yeah. But I would be a petulant child if I went undefeated and I was SC. I really would.
I'd be yelling until somebody listened.
Because it's just
college football standard for that there too.
College football is so dumb. It is dumb. I love it. I know you guys love it too. But the sport is dumb, where it's really built off of TV ratings and what media members say. Because I know they'll say the committee, they don't care about the polls. They just watch football. These guys had their hands in the dirt. All that stupid stuff. Well, they don't. We've seen with Ohio State this year. And there's been other, examples, but it's a pretty glaring one, where from day one, when the Big Ten was reallowed back in the polls, because remember, they weren't voting for the Big Ten or the Pac-12. Ohio State wins one game, but they're number five.
Yeah.
Really? Well, there's a couple of 7-0 teams. Yeah, they're number five. They're 1-0.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, I'm here. I see it.
That's worse. That was worse than the stupid preseason ranks.
Which is
how the season goes. I mean, these guys, they didn't need to watch any games. All you had to do is just look at records.
Yeah. And I feel like on a larger level, college football is just – I think it's worse now in the playoff than it was in the BCS. I honestly do, and I know that sounds weird, but the playoff sucks.
And the BCS really only had one, you know, quote unquote bad ranking where they had like undefeated Auburn left out. And that hit.
Or Nebraska getting in over Oregon.
Yeah, but that's debatable because Oregon at least lost. So, like, you know, Auburn,
Auburn
went through the season undefeated and then ended the season outside.
They also lost to Colorado by 50, and Oregon beat Colorado. I know what you're saying.
We're arguing the same thing. I see what you're saying, yes. By the way, I made that argument, too, because the playoff, like, the thing that it did was reintroduce humans. And humans have fucking biases. Humans will vote like for shit for no fucking reason more than they liked the team in 1965, you know? And that's good enough for them to put it in the top 10.
And to be fair, we all watch a team on Saturdays in Oregon that if given the chance, the committee will elevate because they like Oregon. Elevate, they get ratings, the whole thing, they're flashy. Yeah. People hate them because of Nike. If Oregon is in that situation, we know they'll get elevated.
We used to talk about that all the time on the radio back when I was on it. How Oregon, like Oregon fans for a while were, you know, playing the victim card a lot.
Yeah, we're not victims.
Not at all. Like the media loves Oregon.
ESPN loves Oregon.
They want the Ducks to win so bad. They really do.
If they could do it Oregon.
They really want USC to win first. They want USC first.
First?
But yeah. If USC, they love USC. Gus blows his load still for decades.
You could be right. It's just been such a long time.
They just haven't been good enough to
actually been like nationally relevant. Yeah. Like they keep getting put in that, you know, place before the season starts, but then they never end up there, obviously. So
but yeah, it's those two schools. It's Oregon and USC.
So how are we feeling about the rest of this season?
Don't care.
Like, that's it.
James Crepia saying that Oregon was trying to schedule Ohio for Saturday.
The Bobcats.
By the way, that was a thing that, like, had been floating, that Ohio State and Michigan got canceled, right? And then Oregon and Washington got canceled, right? Why? Because of Washington. And because of Michigan, and so Ohio State, who Oregon was obviously supposed to play, they're out there now. Should the two teams play each other? It's obviously, you know, way too late in the game. Well, maybe it's not. I don't know. It's too late in the game for that to happen. But
okay, I was okay with that pipe dream.
It's an idea.
I don't need someone to say that Oregon is trying to schedule Ohio University.
The Bobcats, yeah.
The Bobcats. When I saw that, I was like, no way.
Ohio University.
I was like, multiple like responsible journalists are reporting this. What are we doing? No one wants to watch Oregon versus Ohio.
There's another team. They played three games, Ohio.
Can I put this out there? No one wants to see Oregon play anybody right now. Oregon is bad. Like, Oregon is bad at football. If you're an Oregon fan, you should not want – you should, like, thank God that this season is over.
Here's the thing, though.
Move the fuck on.
Let's just say.
Sure.
USC beats UCLA. Utah beats Colorado. So we don't get that media talking point where they need to decide everything.
Right.
UW can't play because they are so far below.
Yep.
And it's Oregon versus USC
by default.
Coliseum in front of no one. Are you convinced Oregon loses to Clay Helton?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not. I am not.
No.
Yeah.
The Oregon is so bad. Like,
Lovis will throw for 600 yards, and they'll find – it'll be close, and they'll find a way to lose.
I realize what you're saying. I've watched USC this year. I have seen them try to lose games every single week, but then not actually lose those games. I have also seen Oregon try to win games and be terrible and lose to bad teams. Oregon State's not good. Like, you know, Oregon State is good up front. They have a really good running back. Other than that, they're bad at football. Cal is bad at every position. Like, they got some of their offensive line back, which helped them, obviously. But they are fucking terrible. And Oregon, like, Oregon, with all the players they have, have lost to that team. Like,
Wilcox has been at Cal long enough. We can give them credit for being good on defense.
Okay.
I mean, like, all of Cal's games are 14-17 every week for 3 years. We can at least give them credit for that.
I still think, in my humble opinion, that Oregon, with the players they have on their offense, should be able to move the ball against that team. And the fact that they were unable to says an awful lot about – you know, I don't know what it says. I have no idea what it says.
I don't know, but
I'm getting the sense from watching them that the players are kind of not all there as well. Like that they're like just looking at body language, and I could be totally off base. I probably am. I don't know. They're fucking college kids. Who knows? But I'm getting the sense from watching them that they are not all in right now. And it could be the situation. It could be COVID. It could be, you know, not having fans. It could be, you know, whatever. But for whatever reason, they don't seem into it.
Can I posit a question?
Yeah.
If Funa and Slade Matuidi gave Jordan Scott the 40 pounds that those two gained,
right,
and Scott lost, would Oregon be better?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I didn't watch the Cal game, but I've seen the highlights. I did do that. Saw the box score. That touchdown pass by Garbers to go up 17-14 or whatever it was. And it is a slow developing pass play.
Yep.
And there is ISM and Funa trying to chase a slow developing play into the end zone. And they're both pointing at each other like, you're the fat one. No, you're the fat one.
You do something. No, you do something.
You're slow. No, you're slow. It's just that was painful. That was really gross. Because I thought Funa was good.
He had a good year last year.
ISM, whatever. I thought he was okay. But I legitimately
Follyu? Like, Austin Follyu, he was, like, one of the leaders of their defense last year. Like, he was borderline a dominant defensive lineman last year. And he has completely fallen off. Like,
almost, I will say,
almost more than Jordan Scott has.
They did only give up, like, 80 yards rushing last week.
Because Cal is terrible.
But on a good amount of carries. That's all I'm saying. Is like, it's not like Cal only ran the ball 15 times.
Yeah.
They did run it like 37 times or whatever it was.
So I didn't watch any of it either.
Thibodeau is basically just carrying the defense.
It's Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And Sewell in spots.
Spots, yeah.
And then.
Because even Lenore is getting beat on passes now.
Lenore hasn't been good the last 2 weeks.
No.
And Wright's okay. Wright's good.
Wright, what Wright has done well is to not be talked about.
But it's hard because, and again, we've all prefaced this. They're college kids. We don't want to be too mean because they're unpaid labor. We get it.
And they should not be on the fucking field right now. They shouldn't.
The safeties in Oregon are the worst collective group of safeties I've ever seen. And I'm even throwing Pickett in there. He is bad this year. He's bad.
When he's playing, he doesn't even really play anymore.
Happel is terrible.
Happel's like, the worst player. Happel's
that guy even is though he so won that slow.
Defensive player, he's the worst.
He's the worst. Every time you see him on a run play or like a little like 7 yard pass, he sees it. He can diagnose it when you watch it, but his brain, he's like the Tin Man. It needs oil before he can go.
You know,
it's like watching it's like, remember kind of end of, you know, middle to end of his career of Jason Sehorn?
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
That's what he is.
Exactly.
You know,
he's just two steps behind everybody.
Every single
brutal.
You know where that's perfect? That kind of reaction time and speed. perfect in the Mountain West.
Yes.
That is perfect at
well,
Boise City.
It might not even be perfect there because his coach let him transfer as a grad. Yeah. Transfer in a year where eligibility doesn't matter.
Yeah. He could have had a free year. That's right.
Could have for two more years, but you know what? You can leave.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, I don't, like you were saying, though, I don't know how much it is, you know, maybe during the first lockdown, a lot of these guys put on 20, 30 pounds, weren't working out as much.
Other than Jordan Scott. He for some reason felt it was good to, like, eat salads and run every day or something. Like, when you're like, borderline NFL defensive lineman. I said this on Twitter. Like, after last year, he's, like, a fifth or sixth round pick probably. And he's not even getting a sniff from the NFL anymore.
Nope. No,
like he's done. His football career is over after this season.
Well, he could always put weight back on.
He might come back.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, like no, go CC Sabathia on him, right?
He's not. He's gone.
But... Yeah.
That's the first thing an NFL scout will say to him. You're just too light now.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be big at that position.
I mean, obviously, it's health wise, it's a good thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, carrying like 3+ bills on you.
Yes.
Not a very healthy thing, especially with a disease that attacks the heart muscle and stuff like that.
Yes.
Not good to be rolling in 3 bills.
Yes. And I don't fault him for that whatsoever. No. Like his life choice was a great one, but also it's probably going to cost him like $1 million or $2. So maybe it's not. I don't know.
So again, I didn't watch any of the game. Was the offense, was it
a little bit neither? Maybe watched it.
Well, I was out golfing on the coast. I listened to some on the radio.
Okay.
Some on the radio on the way back. But was Moorhead kind of being lazy with play calls, or was it just poor execution?
No, Shuck was awful.
Like, I did see all the Shuck slander.
I did get a lot of texts that said Shuck and fuck, or Shuck thumbs down. Yeah.
He really wasn't good. Like, so it's another one of those games where he would make these plays that just boggle the fucking mind. Like, what are you seeing? And what happened to your arm mid throw to make it throw that? Like, you're like a 4-star kid, high ranked recruit, starter for the Oregon Ducks. How does that throw that? It doesn't make any sense. And he missed. So, you know, he was having a decent first half, and then second half just did absolutely nothing. But in that first half, you know, Oregon was kind of like things were going, like it looked like things were going to, you know, end up being okay. But he missed, like, I want to say 3 or 4 passes where, like, Red was just wide open. Like, Red's running up the sideline uncovered, and he just missed him somehow. Like, threw it out of bounds. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. A no pressure, just threw the ball out of bounds. And then there was a couple more where he just have guys running free and just miss them. And if you cannot do that.
Like, is it me, or is this he'll show some brilliance in, like,
yeah,
in like a specific drive?
Yeah.
But then the other drives will just be, you know, awful.
He's
like
one
him,
of these,
him costing the yards on, like I said, open plays, misreads, just.
It is weird because I can't remember an Oregon quarterback like this, because when Oregon's had bad quarterbacks, they were just bad. You know, they would have, like, you know, maybe one good drive here and there or something. But,
well,
you know, Shuck will play like half the game and look really good. And then the rest of it, he's the worst quarterback you've ever seen.
Well, that's
Young Herbs kind of showed that. Herbs would show some brilliance.
But when he was brilliant, like, you saw what we're seeing now. You know, well, maybe not this week, but you saw what we're seeing now in the NFL, where he has the arm, like, yeah, he has the touch on deep balls, like, he can run, he does all of these things, and so, like. And when he was, you know, he was bad, he was just inconsistent. You know, he'd have a quarter where he'd be terrible or something like that. He'd rarely have, like, full games. But, like, Shuck, his ceiling plays right now were, like, whereas Herbert, like, I'm thinking of the Stanford game, that game where he threw for, like, over 300 yards, Herbert did, and was just I think Oregon ended up losing that game, but he looked incredible in that game. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he completed like 19 yeah. straight passes.
I was like, okay, like this is next level stuff right here. And like we haven't seen that from Shuck. I mean, you know, it's a small sample size for sure in a COVID season. So I don't know like how much
we're is Moorhead giving the false sense of Shuck being good with the play calls? Like you said,
absolutely.
How many of his yards are those little wheel, you know, red and die?
Is that like half the yards? If you throw maybe? Out, I think if because people are still throwing up those stats, like, well, hey, Tyler Shuck leads the Pac-12 in X, Y, and Z. If you took out the wheel routes with Dye, Red, and like two passes,
Burdell,
Devin too. Williams just beats everyone for 60, stats aren't great.
No.
And I know every quarterback gets those busted plays. I get it. But Shuck's big plays really seem to be like Dye or Red. And then a couple of Williams. Like, he's not just driving you down with bang.
15-yard slant. Yeah, it's like
17-yard out. Like, mm-hmm. it's just not what he is. And like you guys have said, he looks good at times, but when he's bad, he's bad. And that makes it even more frustrating because in the last 5+ years, we've seen Jeff Locke. Yep. We've seen Braxton Burmeister. Mm-hmm. They were terrible. They should have never had Pac-12 scholarship offers. They looked like they were throwing weighted balls with the catcher's mitt on. They were terrible.
Yeah.
Shuck, he's a Pac-12 player. Like, for all the criticism he gets, he's a guy who deserves to start in the Pac-12. He is just so inconsistent. And like I've said before, and I know you guys, Alex, kind of disagreed with me a couple weeks ago. I've still never seen that play on, like, even though he's done some deep ball stuff, I've still never seen that play where I'm like, bang, 3-year starter, let's go. I know it's a COVID year, flush it. Next year, we're in it. Let's go to Columbus and do it, baby. Yeah. I just don't see it from
him. Are you looking to that Ty Thompson then next year? Is that I don't know where people go. It's like you
I mean,
another freshman?
I guess I think he's a 5-star now, maybe?
Yeah, he got bumped. Yeah.
But – asking a true freshman is an awful lot. It just is. And true freshmen have done it.
Yeah.
They've done it.
Yes.
I know that. I'm not sure if Oregon is in a place where they can just be like, hey, 18-year-old, let's go. And hey, by the way, in week 2, you're going to Columbus, Ohio. Have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just thinking of the difference if they played Brown from the get-go. You know, and so
I think it would be different. I think the offense would be if they played Brown from the get-go, the Stanford game, the margin is smaller. They win, but it's smaller. The Wazoo game, might be closer.
Yeah, I might lose that one.
But I kind of think they win an extra game because they're more playing ball control.
He battles, he gets that first.
Just willing to run like 9 times for 5 yards.
Does he get that first down against the Beavs there?
Yes. And that's the thing about the cancellation and UW winning the North, quote unquote. If Oregon gets one more first down against Oregon State, if Shuck hands off on second down,
hand it off.
I get the first down. This doesn't matter. They're 4-1. They're a bad 4-1. None of us will think they're great by any stretch. But they've won the Pac-12 North at 4-1. Cal game doesn't matter. UW cancellation doesn't matter. It's tough, and I kind of think Anthony Brown may have because he is, you know, at BC he was more of an option quarterback.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
and this isn't me trying to be like a Shucks is awful and Brown's great. Shuck does better things through the air for sure.
Yeah,
I think Brown may have been better for a team with an iffy offensive line and an awful defense.
I think you would work real well with Moorhead.
Oh, perfect. Oh, he'd be beautiful.
I did.
So the thing, I guess the real question is for next year, are you guys thinking another transfer in? Or are you?
If it's Vernon Adams, then yes. I don't think Vernon Adams is walking through that door, though.
I think we're stuck with Shuck.
Ooh. But the problem is, if you start Shuck,
make a shirt.
And he does okay, does he lose his job to Thompson?
Yeah,
I mean, no,
if Thompson is better, then yes. Like Chip Kelly taught us that.
I mean, yeah, like Chip Kelly was like best man plays right off the bat. I don't know if Mario Cristobal is, because we had a long time of Camden Lewis with the Cattleman sitting right there.
Cattleman was getting in the wings.
Just kicking 43-yard extra points that are just rising over the net.
Oh, that extra point's good from 60, yo.
What a boot. The Cattleman.
The Cattleman.
Kicking with a horseshoe on.
Mustache blowing in the wind. But yes, I do think that so here's the deal, because he is a five-star kid, and that is just a different level. It just is. Like we've seen that a few times. So if he is indeed better, if he is indeed five-star kid, if he shows that in practice, if he shows that in the spring, which he's probably going to show up for the spring, right? I don't know. Kids always show up in the spring now. But if he does all that stuff, then yes. He will start, because what Shuck has shown us this year is inconsistency. Some very good throws, but some really, really bad ones. That, like, you know, like a couple of the throws he missed against Cal could have separated them from Cal and won them the game. They should have won easily. They really should.
I know we're close to wrapping up the Cal talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that fumble on the last drive by Johnny Johnson, right?
By the way, real quick. So Williams did not play in the game. Williams did not travel with them. So he was down his best receiver. That is worth mentioning. Obviously, it's going to affect how you play. But he did have Pittman back. So, you know, Williams is better than Pittman, but whatever. I just felt that deserved mentioning while we're talking about how bad Shuck is.
Good context. I will admit that.
Yes.
But that the fumble on the last drive by Johnny Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're kind of reaching if you're going to blame him for fumbling there. Am I wrong there?
By the way, I barely remember that. So that
he caught it.
Yeah, that should tell you a lot.
And then spun. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. So you can't blame that on him, right? No, just perfect play. Yes. Whatever.
Perfectly timed. He caught the ball, spun away from a defender. Right when he spun is when the defender's helmet came and hit the ball and knocked it out. There's nothing he really could have done more. And he's trying to make a play while you're down, you know, trying to get up the field, and you cannot fault him at all. It's not like he wasn't protecting the ball. He's like in the open field, Walter Payton just palming the ball. Like, no, he's not
right. Doing that. So. And what's funny about that play is if he just goes down. Same play, same hit, he just goes down.
Yeah. So, by the way, I don't think he had an opportunity to do that. Like, he literally caught the ball, and his first move was the spin.
I'm not saying go down. I'm saying, like, let's say that hit gets him, and he goes down. He spins, he's tackled, he goes down at whatever, the 32. Do you trust a college defense like Cal to stop them at the 32 with, like, 2 minutes left? We're doing hypothetical bullshit.
It's 50-50.
I completely – I know I'm saying that.
I think you're asking the wrong question. Like, do you trust, you know, Oregon's offense?
Oh, I just don't trust a college defense.
Okay.
30 yards with, like, hypothetically, like, 9 or 10 plays, they're going to get PIs in the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can Cattleman come on and kick 5-point field goals?
Oh, I think he could. He's the Cattleman.
He's the Cattleman. He can do Cattleman do what the Cattleman do. He just kicks a 5-point field goal, takes his helmet off, like
yes,
twists his mustache. Cattleman going kick what Cattleman going kick. Just walks off into this in the Strawberry Hills.
Absolutely. It's the Marlboro Man.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, so let's get to our list.
But hang on a sec.
We got to get to the list because we're so far removed from Husky talk that we got to come full circle before we're done with college football talk.
Corrections, though. I already got to Go Ducks with an X and a Z, 1547, right, telling me that the running backs are great. They're not.
What do you say?
But you know what? Hey, you on Twitter, at Jeter Fist Pump. You, mister.
You're a problem.
I see you. I see you, and you are a troublemaker, at Jeter Fist Pump, and you are going to get blocked and banned. That's what you're going to get.
Banhammer.
You called me a muggle. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming it's racist, Jeter. At
Jeter has very pump. Racist connotations.
That feels racist, at Jeter Fist Pump. You are a racist.
Wow. Those are the kinds of people who listen to this podcast? I don't know that we do it anymore.
Someone named Jeter Fist Pump. I mean,
what's a Jeter? I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
I think
it's a Duke transfer to Arizona basketball.
I was going to say. Oh, okay. He was an Arizona player, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think right. So.
Oh, so it's like a college basketball thing. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
Hey, the Jeter went to Arizona. There wasn't a lot of fist pumping going on because Sean Miller's a fraud.
Ooh, Jeter. And there is no denying that at this point. And yet still their coach.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. Hey, hell, Rick Pitino's coaching somebody right now, so whatever. list. What's our list?
In the spirit of University of Washington football 2020 this week, our list is top three favorite cinematic cowards.
Cowards!
You're a coward, Jimmy Fake. University of Fakington. Contract faking.
Oh. Wonderful. Ski said it in our text chain earlier. This is a perfect list. Here's what I've done. I've put together all the ones I could think of, because this is actually difficult. And I'm going to regret, like a couple days from now, I'm going to be like, oh, that motherfucker, damn it. And I'm going to be like mad at myself for not including them in the list. But all the guys I could come up with, I made like a list, and I'm going to pick my three as we're doing this. I swear, I got like eight or nine guys here. But I'm not going to start.
My number three most cowardly cinematic character.
Yeah.
C-3PO, Star Wars. Always scared, always deferring to R2-D2. Yeah. Always. I don't know if we can get this.
No, and flat out, like, talking shit to R2. Every time R2 would come up with this baller, brilliant idea to save everyone's life, he'd be like, no, we couldn't possibly, R2. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you're not
wrong. We could not possibly. What a coward.
What a dick.
Plus, he was
let
the only
him
one of the
hang,
two. He was the only one of the two that actually had fucking arms.
I know.
Yeah, the guy with fingers and arms was the coward there.
Yeah. The guy that
the
can't do anything
can
but run
was
the
brave
walls.
One.
Yeah.
And he's in everything too, by the way. Like he's in the prequel movies. He's in, like, I think he's in Rogue One. I know he's in like the newer movies as well. I feel like he and R2-D2 are the only characters that are in like every single iteration of Star Wars. I don't think they're not in Mandalorian yet, which, by the way, season two of Mandalorian is fucking phenomenal. Like, I don't know if you guys even watch that show or it's probably not your
way. I watched the first season.
My goodness, season two is good.
That's what I hear. It's pretty good.
Rosario Dawson is in an episode, and if Rosario Dawson is in an episode, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Clerks 2, represent.
FYI.
Are you trying to take Porch Monkey back?
Whoa.
That is definitely racist.
Yes, it is.
Borderline earlier. uh, Who you got for three, Ski?
You know, this list was a little tough because I just tried to pick them off the top of my head, but I'm going with Ike Clanton from Tombstone.
Tombstone, right?
Played by it's yeah. Easily top three of my favorite movies.
What's the line? What does he say? Like Skull Canoe or something?
What, Ike?
Yeah, no, he like Ike goes up to Wyatt Earp and Wyatt Earp like puts the gun to his forehead and he's like oh, he's bluffing, Ike. He's like, he's not bluffing.
He ain't bluffing.
He's like, what does he say though? He's gonna turn his like a skull canoe or something like that.
Something into a skull, yeah, skull something canoe. Yeah.
So good. That movie's so good.
Like old Stephen Lang.
Yeah, right. Let's see. My number three is the I'll go with that. The lawyer from Jurassic Park.
Donald Gennaro.
He literally leaves the kids in the car and runs away.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. He's Michael Jordan on it. He's the Michael Jordan.
He created the fuck them kids.
He did.
he was my number two.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, the council for InGen. Yeah. So eaten good. By the T-Rex on the toilet.
He's so good. He's on two movie lists now. It's great. All right, so you're number two now, Ski.
All right, wait, that's okay. My number two is Ruby Rod from Fifth Element.
I love that movie.
Is that Chris Tucker?
That's Tucker, yeah.
Yeah.
Save it. Come on, Dennis. Come on, Dennis. But he does get busy with every female on that ship.
Can I just say, for as bad at movies as I am, I recognized a mid-90s Chris Tucker reference.
Nice work.
There you go.
Nice work. You're coming around, man.
I'm coming around.
You got to be careful, Ski, because now King is going to start winning the movie trivia, too.
No. That's not the only movie. Taco Bell was a big thing.
My number two is...
Did you say Taco Bell was a big thing? Is that what you said?
Oh, that's Demolition Man, right?
Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. It's the same shot. See? Another movie I remember.
Nice. Dan Cortez playing the piano in the Taco Bell.
Yes.
Oh, man. My number two
is... a black guy with blonde hair. Come on. Yeah. Give me a...
My number two is William H. Macy in Fargo. So, like, there's, like, Jerry whatever. He's, like, the biggest sissy ever. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
My number one is Keldon Hockley from Titanic. Billy Zane. I'm a child! I'm a child! Coward.
I got something. I've never seen Titanic.
I've never seen it either.
What? Really? How? Yeah.
Good for you, man.
That's well, a good question.
It's like 3.5 hours. Yeah.
Ever you are.
Because I didn't watch it in the first like 3 years it came out. So then it was just like, well,
there's no reason. Yeah. Didn't that come out on like 8 VHS movies or something back in the day?
Oh yeah, it was long.
Yeah. No, that's gonna be a.
You pass. Guys have never seen Titanic.
Nope.
So if I just walked up to you and said, I'm a child, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Google, I'm a child, right now. I want to see your reactions.
Both the drive to see Kate Winslet's boobs was not strong enough for me to watch that.
Oh, I disagree. You were in elementary school. You would have seen anyone's boobs. She's a redhead, too.
Anyone's
right up your alley.
You're right. If I'm waiting like 5 minutes for a picture to load on my Apple computer... I'll go see Titanic.
I am so disappointed in you guys.
You know what?
Wow.
By the way,
was Titanic the first like huge CGI cinematic event of our life?
Didn't Terminator come out before that?
He just picks up some random kid.
Yes, I'm a child.
That's a brilliant ploy by Billy there.
He's a coward.
Oh, is he throwing children?
No, he picked a kid up to get on the life. Yeah, brilliant.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one she's got.
That's just smart, man. He's just trying to stay alive.
Billy Zane, man. He's a cool dude.
Fuck them kids. By the way, before you go, Ski, I'm going to replace my number two. Is that allowed? Can I do that? I didn't like it. I'm replacing it with Joaquin Phoenix's character in Gladiator. The Commodus character. That guy is a little bitch, man. And he, you know, he's in charge of everything. Ends up, you know, taking out Russell Crowe's entire family. Taking out Russell Crowe in the end. Russell Crowe still wins because the people liked him. But man, that guy was a sissy. And just refused to actually fight anybody. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't like my Fargo pick.
Is it on me right now?
Yeah.
All right. My number one is Bill Paxton in True Lies as his character Simon. Remember, he's the guy that tries to say he's a spy to get Jamie Lee Curtis and then pisses his pants when Arnold shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Wonder if that's based on a true story. Somebody with Arnold. I imagine a lot of people did that with Arnold. Back to me. Okay. My number one is Prince John and Robin Hood, the cartoon. The fucking right
fox.
No, he wasn't a fox. He was a lion. He was just like a small one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Come on, man. You find me a more cowardly character in the history of film.
I did. It was a rich person who just grabbed a child and said, "I'm a child!" on the Titanic. I did.
Fun fact, it only took Billy Zane one take.
Because he's such a good actor. And that is such a hard line.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, hey, you guys say it. Say it, Ski.
I have a child.
Alex?
What's that?
I have a child.
What's that? I have a child? What? I have a child. That's the line. What's my motivation?
You want to get off the Titanic.
You're Billy Zane. You're on this fake set.
All right. I have a child!
Perfect.
Thanks, man.
Cut and scene.
Guys, I really nailed it.
You did. You guys both did. It was so good.
I feel good about it.
I felt your angst.
We definitely don't need to watch Titanic at all now.
Right? We've seen the whole thing.
You really have.
And I could just find some screen caps of Kate Winslet's boobs. I mean,
I will say.
Done. I can do that right now on my phone.
The scene where the ship's band is playing before they submerge into the depths of the Atlantic.
Sure.
They're just playing mood music for everyone before they perish. Yeah, it is very
a little smooth jazz as everyone.
Very sad. Down. Yeah, it's sad.
That's pretty fucking stupid. They should stop playing
music. What are they gonna do? They were poor people. They weren't they couldn't get on the boat, even if they had a child.
I'm pretty sure you could turn a cello into a boat, couldn't you? They're pretty big. Pretty big.
Maybe.
They're buoyant.
You could fit a child into a cello. Hey, are you guys getting HBO Max?
No.
I have HBO Max.
I mean, I have a login, but I'm not paying for it.
Fair enough. I feel like them adding the entire Warner Brothers movie slate for next year is kind of the last draw for me. I feel like I have to now because they have a lot of really good shit on there already.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching brand new movies right when they come out is a pretty good, it's like $15 a month or something. I feel like that's not that much. I feel like, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. Do you like it, Ski?
I mean, I don't watch too many shows on it unless they're, just recap, you know, in case I miss an HBO show that's going on.
Right. Which, how many are those right now? Were they at Westworld?
Watch many. Yeah, Westworld, yeah, right. That's about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I
did on King's recommendation, I watched that Ted Lasso.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the soccer
there
one.
There you go.
Right? Yeah, Sudeikis.
Yeah. Nice. I will check that out too.
It's easy watching.
Same thing. If you like Always Sunny, I watched Mythic Quest, which is like with Rob McElhaney, and it's got Cricket from it, and it, you know, it's produced by him and Charlie Day. It's kind of like a nerdy video game, Always Sunny. It's kind of how
Charlie Day's not in it.
No, he was just one of the creators of it with Rob.
Unfortunate, especially on a topic like that. You think Charlie Day would be perfect for that? Whatever.
So
give that a watch too.
Do you guys think movie theaters are dead?
No.
No,
I am jonesing to go see a movie, like, so bad. And I talk to a lot of people who are the same way, but it's like I'm not fucking willing to do it right now.
No, yeah, they'll be fine, but you get, what is it? Is it 2022, I think?
You get you get that vaccine in me, I'll go see a movie.
I think 2022 has, what is it? Jurassic World,
right.
Indiana Jones, and there's something, the new Batman.
Yeah,
the Batman. So we're like a year and a half away from the return of cinema.
Yeah, and I'm here for it.
I think they're fine, too. There's a lot of movies that you don't need to see in theaters.
Yeah.
All the big action blockbusters, yeah, those are way better seeing in theaters, but shit, I'm fine. There's probably, you know, half the movies that come out, you don't actually need to see them in theaters to enjoy them.
Yeah.
For what they're worth.
And right now what they're doing is they're having like one big one that people can still go see.
Yeah.
The theaters that are open. And then they're showing a bunch of like old movies. So movies from like the 80s and 90s and 2000s and stuff like that. So if you see one of those and you're like, oh shit, I'll be one of, you know, three people who goes and sees this. And it's not costing them any money because they just, you know, they're playing old run movies. So it's not like the contract for them is super high or anything like that. I have the faith that they're going to survive. And again, I will be the fucking first in line once I get that vaccine in me.
Do you guys remember Cinemark Joe?
It's like the little character, like in the preview thing.
Yeah, he was the cat.
Right. Yeah.
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 Just every
cool cat. The cool Cinemark cat.
Hey.
Yeah. Every mascot back then was named.
Always Jared. Narking on people for spilling popcorn or a baby crying, and Cinemark Joe was right there, just like, "Hey,
Fuck them kids. Cinemark Joe was the first.
True Lies is on.
True Lies. Fuck them kids. All right, do y'all watch any so the Ducks do play Washington this week, right?
Oh yeah, basketball.
Basketball, yeah. You guys watch them beat Florida A&M?
I had it on.
I did too. I did kind of watch them a little bit. So one, Infali Dante is tall, and if you're not tall, then he's going to score on you probably. I like Jalen Terry. That's his name, right? The freshman?
Yeah.
I like him.
He can't shoot, but yeah.
He can shoot a little bit. I like him, though. He's, like, short. All he does is shoot threes. It's just, like,
He's definitely really fucking fast.
Yeah. And he's one of two freshmen on the team, I think. Like, the other one's, like, some kid from Oregon. I forget his name. He, like, went to Wilsonville or something.
I think he played, like, 2 minutes in.
I don't know. I like him. You know, Duarte, like, I keep watching Duarte, and I'm like, you know, if this is Oregon's, like, best player, you know, okay, I guess I'll ask you guys, like, how do you feel about Oregon's ceiling this year? Because I'm like, they're running with Duarte and what's his face?
Eugene Amoriu.
Yeah, that dude.
And they'll get Will Richardson back.
Rutgers transfer. Yeah, and then you get Will Richardson back. And so that's who they're running with.
My baseline for ceiling every single year,
mm-hmm.
And they'll get to the Sweet 16.
That's just your filler.
They might lose. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think they're always going to get to the Sweet 16.
It's a Dana team. They're going to have a run in them late, either in the Pac-12 tournament to get in or, like I said, Sweet 16.
But just because,
like, but whether that's the Sweet 16 in the CBI, the NIT, or the
just even like looking at the preseason, you know, UCLA, they haven't looked great.
Yeah. Washington,
Arizona beat Eastern Washington by 3 at home, and Oregon beat them by like 20 in a gross game. Oregon didn't even play particularly well. Yeah. They still killed them. I don't know.
The tackle's not good.
No.
I mean, that's just.
But how good do you really have to be right now? You know.
Well, when Coach K is just like shutting down the season for Duke until they get to the conference play because they keep losing.
The unfortunate thing about the Coach K stuff is that what he said is actually like very true.
Yeah.
You just can't say it after you lost by 20 and you're 0-2 at home. Yeah. Like, the timing wasn't good, but what he said was true.
Yeah.
Then the season's dumb. They should probably put it off by 6 weeks and let everyone get the vaccine. But
yes,
you just can't say that after Illinois comes in and beats you by 20.
Just kind of throw your hands up. What the fuck are we even doing here?
But what are we doing?
Can we quit? No, it's too late, isn't it?
I mean, the Pac-12 North just got decided by a no contest by a COVID team. What are we doing here?
I still say Oregon should get like the 1-0 victory. It's a 4.
And this, I've thought this for a while, and it could be too punitive, especially in college, which isn't, you know, professional.
Mm-hmm.
But if your team had COVID-related issues that could make you cancel, and it wasn't a no contest like it is, it was a forfeit. So there was a punitive, like, you gave the other team the one up if you do it. Do you think there would be as many cancellations as there has been? Just overall.
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. That's a good question, though.
Because, like, when you think about it, and this is dumb, too. I'm not even saying it's right.
Yeah.
But teams like Mississippi State and there's been a few. Because 53 scholarship players has kind of been the universal threshold.
Mm-hmm.
There have been schools, Vanderbilt, where they play with like 44. Like, usually they lose, but they're still out there. And I just wonder if it was a forfeit and Washington couldn't. And again, I don't know their numbers. No one does. They could be at like 35. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're at 50, it's kind of whack. If they would play. Because when you look at sports throughout the years, there are these weird situations where professionals, like, it was like 10 years ago, Jose Reyes, in like the last game of the year, wanted the batting title, came up, bunted in his first at bat, beat it out, pulled himself right out of the game.
Yeah.
I won the batting title. I am out.
Yep.
Kyle Korver, like 4 years ago, needed to win the 3-point percentage thing, hit his second three in the first quarter. I'm out. I am done. Pull me. I'm not playing again. I'm just saying.
That's what you're saying. That's what Washington's doing right now.
I'm not saying. And this should have been. I should have done this an hour ago.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
But I'm just wondering if it was punitive, where if they don't win the Pac-12 because they cancel, if they cancel. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think it goes by level of school, too, or, you know, in the pros, too. I mean, just look at the NFL. Was it last week? They pushed the Ravens to Tuesday, but Denver with no quarterback, they went, sorry, you guys got to play.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Denver. You're not making the playoffs, so you're
playing. Yeah, so.
They did that with the 49ers, too, by the way.
They did.
The 49ers said, and they ended up being a bunch of false positives, too. So the 49ers ended up with, like, without four of their starters because of a bunch of false positives right before, and they still played the game. 49ers ended up losing. And then they, like, 2 days later, they're like, oh, yeah, they didn't actually have COVID. So Trent Williams apparently had COVID, by the way. And he was talking about it as, like, the worst experience he's ever gone through in his life. And that dude beat cancer, so – maybe actually avoid COVID. I don't know. Fucking NFL, whatever.
I'm blanking on his name. The guy for the Browns, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he kicked his ass for like 10 days.
Yep.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
If Myles Garrett is sick for 10 days, I certainly don't want it.
All right, let's skip basketball. There's nothing to actually talk about with basketball.
Well, Blazers play tomorrow.
Yep.
Rip City, baby.
Blazers play tomorrow, and then the Oregon women play Oregon State tomorrow as well. So
they will win by a lot.
Yeah, so there is some good basketball. Well,
Oregon beat Utah by 50, and Utah beat Oregon State by like 5.
Yes. Oregon women are still
50.
Oregon women are still very, 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 very good at basketball.
If they were men, they would have beat them by 70. They wouldn't have taken their foot off the gas.
Kelly Graves going soft.
Kelly Graves is soft.
One of the truly, genuinely nice men like I've ever met in sports. Like, Kelly Graves is really cool, you guys. Like, I don't know. That's all I got. Like, he is as cool and as nice as he seems.
That's why they call him the cucumber.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
They call him the other side of the pillow.
That's why you call him the cucumber. All right, let's do our picks.
Yeah, we'll run through this quick.
I don't even know why we're still doing this.
I know, right?
Well, games are getting canceled.
You guys tied last week with 4 points.
Sure.
I got 3 points. So, moving on. You actually take over the overall lead, Braga, by one.
So we each get a shirt.
Yeah, you each get a shirt.
Okay.
And you have overall season. So the overall season gets you 10 shirts. So
yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Christmas presents. Let's go.
All right, first game, we got Arizona State at Zona. ASU, 10.5 points.
I love the idea of somebody ending the season with 15 street agent shirts. I have Arizona State covering that 10.5.
So do I.
I have Arizona.
You would.
They're bad.
Yes, they are.
They're down, baby.
All right, next game, the big game in the Pac-12. We got Utah at Colorado. Colorado, 2.5 point favorite.
Utah, straight up.
Ride my Buffs, baby.
I got the Utes.
Let's go, Colorado.
All right, this next game, we got some awesome games this week. Next one, we got Cal, 1.5 point favorite at Wazoo.
Does Wazoo have their quarterback back yet?
They do.
Yeah.
I pick Wazoo.
Yeah, I think I'm going Wazoo.
Right. I'm taking Cal. You know, they're just bad. Wazoo's just real bad this year.
That's terrible.
All right, then we got UCLA, or USC, 2.5 point favorites at UCLA.
I have UCLA, and that's my pick of the week. That's my lot.
I am also lock of the week, USC.
All right.
I got USC. Also, my lock of the week is Utah straight up. Sorry, didn't mention that. Let's go Utes, baby.
All right. Then we got another awesome game. We got Stanford, 2.5 point favorite against the Beavs.
Stanford.
OSU.
And then our pick'em game of the week here, we got I went with North Carolina at the U. We got the U, 2.5 point favorites.
Dem Canes.
Let's see. I don't think I've watched a second of either team.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know anything about either one.
I think I saw North Carolina play Notre Dame for like a possession, I think. It could have been Georgia Tech. I don't know. It was a gold helmet. It's in the ACC.
It was definitely a highlight. It was not the actual game.
No, it was not. It was not the actual game.
I'm taking North Carolina.
I got the U. Why not?
And that's picks.
All right. All right, let's race through trivia. We got Washington trivia. Ski, you're going to start.
Yeah.
What is the name of Washington's alive mascot?
The alive mascot? It's not the same. That's not Harry Husky.
It's not.
No.
Your options, King. Harry the Husky, Dubs, or Jonathan?
Dubs.
It is indeed Dubs. All right. King, the Huskies shared a national title with Miami in 91, finishing the season 12-0, beating this team in the Rose Bowl.
Michigan.
That is correct. Elvis Gerbach, Tyrone Wheatley, Desmond Howard. Desmond Howard only had one catch, apparently.
So that's why I know it, because that Mario guy for Washington did the Heisman thing.
There you go.
Mario Manningham.
Mario Bailey. I think that's Bailey. His name, right?
All right, Skeet, you have a chance at 2 points here. Hey. Which two Washington quarterbacks played in that Rose Bowl game?
What year was that again?
1991.
I don't know. I gotta say there's got to be a Tui Asisopo playing in that game somehow. And Pickett?
You got neither one of those right. All right, I'm going to name some quarterbacks. You can tell me if two of them are – here you go. Okay. Kerry Conklin, Billy Joe Hobert, Mark Brunell, Damon Heward.
Mark Brunell and Billy Joe.
That is Hobert. Correct.
Because Billy Joe was the Camaro guy who got him on probation.
Yes, he was. Yep. And Mark Brunell was, like, injured in the spring or something that year and just played a little bit. All right. So, King, Jake Browning holds the Huskies' career passing yards record, but which quarterback from the early 2000s has the records for most single-season passing yards, single-game passing yards, career total offense, and prior to 2016 – was the last Huskies quarterback to win in Eugene.
Cody Pickett.
Yep. So you already have five. After four questions.
Hey, I could still win.
Sure.
Mathematically.
All right, Ski. Yep. Washington has had seven coaches since Don James left after the 92 season. Which one has the best winning percentage?
Ooh.
Carroll?
Who?
Not Carroll. Sarkisian is what I meant.
I was going to say. Like, Pete Carroll coach for Washington? No, that is incorrect. Your options, King, let's see. Chris Peterson, Jim Lambright, or Rick Neuheisel?
Man, that is tough. I will say Chris Peterson with no...
That is correct. He had 70%. Rick Neuheisel had 67.
Ooh, slick Rick.
Yep. King, actually, I mean, you already won. So I'll just leave this for both of you. Who is Washington's all-time leader in career rushing yards and touchdowns?
It's probably like Miles Gaskin.
Gaskin?
It's Miles Gaskin.
Which is dumb. That's dumb.
Who holds the record for most rushing yards against Oregon in one game?
Corey Dillon.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
259 and three TDs in 96.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Who is the only Oregon coach not named Cristobal to be undefeated in the Washington and Oregon rivalry?
Chip Kelly?
Yep. He went 4-0. Helfrich went 3-1, by the way. Rich Brooks went 4-14.
Yes, yes. Mark Helfrich went 3-1. He just happened to lose the last one by 49 points.
Bye. Who is Washington's only number one draft pick ever?
Steve Entman?
Yep. Let's see. Who is the only other coach to win a Rose Bowl for the Huskies other than Jim Owens and Don James?
Rick Neuheisel.
That is correct. Also, Washington's first bowl win ever, 1938 against Hawaii in the Poi Bowl.
Oh, I love the Poi Bowl.
Taking down my bows.
Now, that's right. A bowl. Jesus.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you're naming a bowl the Poi Bowl nowadays.
Yeah, no. That's not getting through. Yeah.
Speaking of racist, let's go full circle there.